This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
I am a mom, and there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2110.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? Of course you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Exceptional Americans love Agenda 21 Radio. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. I guess you could go to the shorter version, NCS51.com, because we have two websites that are functioning right now. We're going to straighten this whole thing out this weekend and only be down to one. But all the data, all the information that's left over on the, the library now, which is the original New California State website, will still be up and running. So you'll be able to get all that data and understand what is really truly going on. So keep abreast all the time by way of Agenda 21 Radio what's happening in the New California State movement and visit those websites. Okay, we've had quite a show so far. We're talking about Gavin Newsom and, of course, the exception to the rules with Gavin Newsom. If you're an Indian gaming casino out here in California, no restrictions on you. You don't have to wear a mask. You can have hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands of people in your casinos. Just keep those casinos, you know, humming, busing in hundreds, tens of thousands of people from Los Angeles out to the casinos in California and so on. And the reason is because, guess what? They're one of the biggest donors to the DNC. Shocking that Gavin Newsom would allow them to be open and everybody else closed, even though we have cases of people with COVID virus that have been, infecting people in the casinos. But it's okay. If you're Gavin Newsom, you can do whatever you want to do because he is a dictator. As we've been discussing, there is no more three branches of government in California that are co-equal branches in power. All you have now is a executive and a judiciary, and the legislature doesn't even count. It's not even going to come back into session, and it's not going to even remotely try and control the edicts of a dictator. So anyway, we've got other things going on, and what I'd like to do right now is introduce to you Stephanie Lynn D'Urso. That's kind of D'Urso, D'Urso, D'Urso. I think I'm getting that right. And Stephanie, am I getting that kind of right?
It's pretty close. Stephanie Lynn D'Urso. Yeah, you did a good job. Nice one.
Well, the reason is because I have family members by that name, but they don't have the, you know, the hyphen there.
Oh, yeah. It's an Italian name. It means of the bear.
So. Yeah, I was going to say it's an Italian name. I know that.
Si va bene.
Yeah.
Perfetto.
Yeah, because, yeah, but they go to Italy all the time, by the way. So those D'Ursos, they get around, right? Anyway,
yeah.
Stephanie is from South Dakota. Shocking. We just heard your governor in the last hour talk about, well, she was riding a horse. She was doing all of the things that a ranch woman would do. And, you know, we'll talk about her. But I wanted to find out what you're up to because you've got the thankyoutrump.com website. And
I do. Yeah. It's and I can tell you a little bit of a story of what inspired it. Well, first of all, thank you, Paul, this morning for allowing me to be a part of your amazing show. And good morning to your beautiful audience on this beautiful day. So I have been a huge, huge, huge supporter of our amazing president since the primaries. Definitely recognized immediately his intentions were 100% pure and that he was doing this because he loved his country and he was doing it to rescue our country. And so after one of the best days ever on election day when he was elected, it became my one and only bucket list item to be able to meet him in person and from the bottom of my heart and soul, thank him for what he did to rescue our country. So my husband was generous enough to allow me to attend a roundtable that was happening in Dallas-Fort Worth. So I went down by myself and had the opportunity to sit in a roundtable with the president, with very, very, very impressive folks from the Texas area. And I was feeling a little bit like the drummer boy, I must say, because because I didn't have a $1 billion bullet train or, you know, a pipeline to be able to discuss with him. So I finally had the courage to raise my hand, and he did call on me, and I had the opportunity to introduce myself. I said, you know, Mr. President, my name is Stephanie, and I came all the way from South Dakota just to thank you from the bottom of my heart for rescuing our country from the jaws of death. I told him that I had 6 kids and that he rescued their future and the future of our country, and I started to choke up just like I am now because I feel it so, so deeply. And I, you know, and I thanked Ivanka was there, he and his entire family for the sacrifices that they have made and continue to be willing to make on our behalf because he had the world at his feet.
Right.
He had power. He had wealth. He had everything that everyone who goes into politics wants to be able to obtain. He already had it. So he gave all of that up because he knew that our country's soul was at risk.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was just so beyond, I'm so beyond indebted to him. So I finished my choked up speech and he dropped his head and he said, thank you. And the next phase of the fundraiser was a luncheon where a few hundred people were there to hear him speak. And in the middle of his speech, he pointed at me and he said, Stephanie, come up here and tell him what you said. Of course, I'm super, super nervous. I haven't worn high heels in forever, and I'm in a dress and clipping up to the little podium. And I said it all over again, and I choked up all over again because I mean it so deeply. And I received a text from somebody within the campaign afterwards that said, you know, thank you for doing that because everyone who meets the president wants something from him, and he never gets to hear thank you. And I just,
yeah.
I'm telling you, it just broke my heart. You know, in you know, just for me to be able to relay that message was so meaningful to me, but to know that it filled him and it gave him a little bit of, you know, extra, you know, just a little bit extra to be able to go out there and fight the fight. I thought, oh my gosh, there's millions of people that feel the same way that I do. And, you know, he's sort of insulated by this moat of people that surround him every day that keeps him from hearing from the people that love him. I've never known a more loved president than Trump. And so I said, you know, not everybody has the opportunity, the, you know, incredibly generous opportunity that my husband gave me. So I said, I will create a platform that will allow every American out there who feels in their heart what I do to submit a personal message to the president, either via photo, video, or a note. And, you know, I approve every message that goes through. And it's just a platform, quite honestly, of light and prayers and support and appreciation. You know, in the midst of the darkness that our country faces right now, the more that we can send out light and positivity and support and love for our president, you know, the better chance we have to pierce, you know, sort of the evil that's descended on us right now. So I feel very strongly about it. And the beautiful messages that have been submitted so far are really quite moving. One of which, I have to tell you, since you're talking about South Dakota, these two amazing brothers, you know, really felt called to come to South Dakota when the president was going to be here for the 4th of July, which was such, we'll talk about that. Just an amazing event. So these two brothers came to South Dakota and they wanted to unfurl the world's largest American flag, 255 by 505 feet, in honor of our veterans, in honor of our country, and most important, in honor of our president. And so they, at the Buffalo Chip Campground, they had hundreds and hundreds of people watching the president's speech at the 4th of July on the Jumbotron at the Buffalo Chip. And after his speech, they unfurled this unbelievably huge flag. It took hundreds of people to hold it, and the wind was strong, and, you know, it was lifting people up. And it is the most beautiful. And then the both brothers submitted a personal message on this video to the president thanking him. And you can see it at the top of the page at thankyoutrump.com on the featured messages. It is like, it makes people cry. It is so beautiful, and it was so amazing to have hundreds of veterans, active military, American patriots, just out in the middle of a field in South Dakota showing their love and keeping the ember alive of, you know, what our country is meant to be and what my father fought for in World War II. So it's just amazing. So I really, really encourage your viewers to go on and take a look at that, because it's so inspirational and so powerful and so amazingly patriotic. And, you know, that's what we need more of, is to build that ember of, you know, what our country is meant to be and what we're supposed to be believing in and what we're supposed to be standing for, just like Kristi Noem and our governor and what she's standing for. It's going to be up to you and I and every single one of your listeners to keep that alive and to fight the fight. And so the website is super important to me, because I would love, 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 love nothing more than to fill it with as many positive messages, positive prayers, positive, you know, encouragement to our president, because he gets torn down by a pack of wolves every single day. And it's proof, in my mind, I believe he's divinely appointed, divinely led, and divinely protected, because I don't know of another human that could survive that and have the endurance. He's just, and I can work the rest of my life and never be able to repay him for what he's done. So I'm just hoping as many of your amazing, patriotic, beautiful listeners will have an opportunity to visit the site, and if they feel so inspired, submit a message, because he needs to hear it now more than ever. And I would like to have all the messages donated to his future presidential library, so that generations to come will hear truly how the real American people felt, not the narrative that's being put out there right now by the media, but really, you know, what's in the heart of Americans. And we will link arms and pierce that darkness. I believe that.
Well, you know, it's interesting because we do the same thing in New California, and for the same reasons. A lot of, you know, we're creating the 51st state, and we're well on our way to doing that. We've had our, you know, we declared independence in January 15, 2018. We've had 6 constitutional conventions. We've created a new government, and we've passed 23 resolutions with more to come. And we're actually going to start the first draft of our constitution here coming up in September. And we have, you know, I've we have contacts in Washington. We have talked and interviewed people who have been in the White House with the president, and I'm sure you've talked to him too. And you find out the abuse he takes just while he's in the Oval Office from people is pretty overwhelming, because you have the swamp right there at his, you know, right there at his feet all the time. And so we've been sending him encouraging notes as new Californians, because in our position, we need to get the president to support the new California state as it comes into Congress, as we get past the state problem and the state approvals. But when we get into Congress, we have to have the support of the president, just like Abraham Lincoln supported West Virginia and Nevada, and just like Millard Fillmore and Zachary Taylor supported California coming in, and just like Eisenhower supported Alaska and Hawaii coming in. Donald Trump, as the president, really has a responsibility to do what he can do to support the growth of a new state. So we're sending letters asking for his support in the quest. And we've been doing this handwritten letters and sending them into him. And I know he enjoys the handwritten ones. But for us, I think it's time that we perhaps turn all 19.5 million people in New California over to your website. And maybe they can start.
I would love nothing more than to have this groundswell of everyday beautiful American patriots pouring out their support and love for him, and that he would just be overwhelmed with the positive prayers and light and energy that we all feel for him. I just think that, you know, that's the least, Paul, it's the least we can do.
Right.
I mean, I honestly, the world that my children are facing, my oldest is 18, my youngest is 5. Can you imagine? Can you imagine being 18 years old facing this world?
Oh, it's, and yeah.
And he, the soul of our country hangs in the balance, and he has given up everything for us. Not for power, not for money, but because he loves us and he loves our country and he wants to save our country. And how do you thank somebody like that? How do you repay them? How could we ever repay him for what he's done so far, and his entire family? I mean, it's staggering if you think about it.
Yeah.
And so I would love, you know, just anybody who wanted to, you know, at minimum, just be inspired by the messages that are there, but to submit one and stand behind him and support him and send that out there, it would be incredible. There's a donation of $5. You know, I struggled with, gosh, should I make it free? And then I thought, you know, there's so many haters out there.
Yeah. That's just
going to open the gates. Yeah. So I wanted to have some sort of minimum donation to discourage people from getting on and just being hateful. And then they would never actually get to the public message site, because I would, you know, edit those out. But at any rate, the $5 donation goes to his future presidential library, which, man, is that going to be just the most historic thing?
Well, it will be.
His life. And to Charlie Kirk, who's straight from the Archangel realm. Love Charlie Kirk. He has an organization called Students for Trump. So the donations will go in part to Students for Trump as well as the library. And so that was kind of the reasoning behind that. But, you know, the whole point of it is to be able to gather as much goodwill and love for this president. He deserves us singing, you know, like the little Whoville, you know, the Who's in Whoville.
Right.
as their Christmas is being stolen. We need to come out and sing, you know, the song of appreciation and love and light for our country and for him, because this is war.
Yeah.
It's war. And it's no longer in my mind about politics. It's honestly, in my opinion, good versus evil. Really,
well, you
good.
Know, it's interesting you mentioned Charlie Kirk, because he's going to be one of the featured speakers at our convention coming up in September 10th, 11th,
love
and 12th.
Him. And love him.
We're going to be in
that
Fresno.
Kid is amazing.
Yeah, he's amazing.
I don't know what we would do without him. What would we do without him? I mean, he went into the war zone. He went into the depths of the bowels of where all the engine, you know, the universities that are churning out, you know, these indoctrinated, taking these beautiful young souls and indoctrinating them into this, you know, this philosophy. It's terrifying. And he went right there. He went right there as an 18-year-old kid. Talk about courage. I mean, that kid, I don't know what we would do without him, but he's single-handedly, you know, going right to the front line of where, you know, where the war is really sort of incited. And he's giving so many kids shelter. I went to his, I took my oldest two boys to his conference last December. 5,000 kids all over the nation. Kindest, most beautiful, positive group of teenage and college kids I could have ever imagined. Bright future of our country. And they get failed from their teachers. If they find out that they support Trump, they get assaulted. They get life threats. It's terrible what our kids face. And Charlie is like, geez, talk about, you know, being indebted to somebody else. He's amazing.
Yeah.
So I love Charlie.
Of course, they have Fresno State right there and other colleges around the area that are going to be invited to the night that he's there. We're going to be making the announcement, actually, about the convention and tickets and all that good stuff on Monday. We also have another thing that's going on, too. We did get a donor to New California, likes the movement out of Virginia, but he's also a painter. And he's one of the only living painters to date that has three paintings in the White House. And he's donated a huge painting. It's a 6-foot by 8-foot painting of President Trump and Melania aligned.
Oh, my
gosh. It's just gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. So he's donated that to New California and as a fundraiser to be auctioned off. And all the proceeds will go to the New California State Movement. So it's going to be in Virginia, and we're transporting it to the convention. And we'll have a booth at the convention for New California State. And then we're going to transport it from Jacksonville to Fresno just in time for our convention. So we'll have it on display there, too. So, yeah.
I bet it's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's stunning. You can see it on our website, a21r.com, if you go there. And New California State, it's up there. You can see the picture of it. It's just an enormous. I've seen it in the packaging crate that it's going to be in. Well, they took it out and they took pictures of it, but it's just a stunningly gorgeous picture, and it's huge. So that's why we have to have special
and
handling.
And don't
for
you
it.
You know? Don't you love these like amazing patriots that are just stepping up? You know, that they're just having the courage to step up and stand together. Like, you know, I love the intro of the woman that's like, they get past my dog.
Yeah.
I'm like, she must be from South Dakota.
Well,
I loved her. I was like, yeah, God, that's awesome.
Well, you know, the funny thing about that intro is that the dogs get applause.
Do they?
Yeah.
The crowd. Somebody that has like a pretty, pretty terrifying Great Dane that would do the same thing. I totally related. I was like, good
right.
for her.
Right.
And it's going to take, you know, it's going to take that awakening for all of us to stand up and say, no. We're not going in this direction. This is not what we're about. And no matter how hard they try to represent it, you know, through the media and say it enough, if they think they say it enough, it'll be true. It'll never be true in our hearts. We know better. You know, we know better. It's just not going to happen. And I have to say, President Reagan must be smiling on you.
Yeah. I think he
is. Smiling down on you for sure, for everything you're doing for his beautiful state. Holy cats.
Yeah, well, we're, you know, making a new state has been somewhat of a challenge, but we're actually doing it constitutionally like they did in West Virginia. So everybody's kind of thinking, how in the heck are you doing this? And I said, well, we're doing it. You know, we're just following the Constitution and we're using history. And you'd be surprised who's called me about this. Some of your great, quote, constitutionalists that are live today calling me, wanting to know how it works. I mean, it's like, it's just common sense. I know that there's nobody alive today that was involved with the 1861 formation of West Virginia, so we can't refer to anybody, but the history books are pretty much alive with it. And it doesn't take rocket science to figure this out. And there's been several attempts, as you probably are aware, to break California up. In fact, when California was first formed, there was a lot of discussion about should it be a slave state or should it not be a slave state, and that was one of the major hang-ups about whether California would be brought into the Union. So they decided, well, we'll have three states, so let's make two slave states and one free state, and then they said, no, two free, one slave, and then finally they said, no, break it up into six states, and so they've had this discussion ever since California was first formed. It ultimately came in 1850, without actually going through the territorial process. It came in 1850 as a free state. The whole state did. And now we're back at this. But this is actually happening and going to happen. We will become a new state. The economic situation in California is quite dire. And if you've probably heard, we now have a dictator. We don't have a governor. You know, I'm very envious of states such as South Dakota, because you still have a functioning government. You know, you have a Republican form of government. You're free from invasion. You're free from domestic violence, which is a guarantee that has to be adhered to in the guarantee clause. We have none of that in California. We're not free from invasion. We have domestic violence like you can't believe, and it's growing. And, of course, if you haven't heard, in our second hour, we're talking about the fact that at the end of August, Governor Newsom is releasing 18,000 convicted felons.
It just, I can't help but just be sick to my stomach. I mean, it's heartbreaking. And it's heartbreaking for all the people that, you know, love California and who've been there all their lives, or born and raised there, or moved there, and it became right. their home. And to see, you know, everything just be desecrated and lost. And it was like this beautiful jewel, this beautiful shining jewel of our, you know,
nation.
United States of America. And it's become just this, it's shocking. And it's so sad. So I think on behalf of you, certainly on behalf of all those folks, you know, who still want to be in California and still want to be able to hang on to what it used to be. I mean, what you're doing is heroic, really. I mean, and it's the ultimate act of patriotism to stand up and say, well, if nobody's going to do it, we will.
Yeah.
And that's what it's taking, unfortunately. But
well, this is, this is our time to do that. You know, we had our, you know, your dad, my dad, were World War II. My father-in-law was in Korea and Vietnam, three tours. And, you know, they're patriots. And I learned from them, you know. And it's our
Isn't
time to do
truth?
Something.
Like if you're raised by a World War II veteran, even if they don't talk about it, it, like, courses through your blood.
It
does. I mean, you can't help. And you know, and that's what, you know, having younger kids, I understand that, you know, my children, the generation that they're in, they've never really faced something like my dad did at 18 years old, going off to fight in World War II. They've never understood what was really at stake until, frankly, now. But it's so sad to me to see these young people be programmed to hate our country. And I'm like, this is just so counterintuitive. How can anybody hate our country? And it has to be programmed, and it has to be programmed at a young age for them to buy that narrative. But, you know, the contrast between your dad and my dad, who was 18, going off to fight a world war, and now we have these kids that are tearing things down and burning things and hating our country, and it's a lie. You know, it's so upsetting to me that people are so hungry for power that they are willing to prey upon young people. They're willing to prey upon wounded people. They're willing to prey upon communities that are struggling and feed them a lie so that they can send them out to do their bidding. It's mm-hmm. just, it's
well, this
devastating
is, this is what communism, Marxism, Nazism, socialism, fascism, all that's what they do. And, you know, that's why I say it's up to us, and it's our time to do something like this, to stand up. We're talking to Stephanie D'Urso. D'Urso. I'm saying that because of my relatives. Anyway, she does the thankyoutrump.com campaign, our website, and where you can write a letter to Donald Trump. And I'm going to encourage all of our new Californians to write a letter.
Please do.
Letters.
Or send a video. You can send a video or a photo, whatever you're comfortable with. But, you know, whatever sincerely in your heart, it's just he deserves it a million times over for sure.
Yeah. So are you getting a lot of attention on the website?
Yes, especially after the uploading of that video. Oh, my gosh, of the flag.
Of the flag. Yeah,
so
I'm watching
amazing.
It. I'm watching
yes,
it right now.
It was, are you? Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
It's really
Can you
nice.
Believe that?
Oh, yeah. Well, I saw it, actually, the night it was going on because I was, you know, John Censor and Dane Censor, the two brothers that brought this forward,
sure.
right?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. John and Dane just fought tirelessly. And, man, I'm telling you, the forces that be just, like, we're not going to let that happen. Up to the very last minute, it was almost not going to happen. But I mean, if the president only knew what was happening in his honor with everyday Americans out there, you know, holding this amazing symbol of our country and everything that it represents for him, and to thank him and in his honor, it's just really inspirational.
Yeah, it really is. It's a huge flag, and I guess you have some music to it. Yeah, that's the music and the statements that you have up at the top. That's really nice. It's just absolutely incredible. And it's just a monster flag. I can't believe how big that is.
Well, 255 by 505 feet. I mean, it took hundreds and hundreds of people. And people will see when they go view it. It's out in the middle of the field, and it was at night. So all of these trucks, you know, we're in South Dakota, so a ton of trucks and cars had to line up and have their headlights on so that people could see.
Yeah.
And so it's just, you know, it's so sincere, and it's so grassroots, and it's so authentic and beautiful. It's not a Hollywood production. It's not a veneer. It's the real deal. People showing up, you know, from local towns in their truck with their Trump flag, and they are out there to represent, you know, an amazing hero of a president. He's just epic. He's epic.
Yeah. Nice, nice statements at the end.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes
John
people cry.
Read,
yeah.
Yeah, he really has a nice statement there. Yeah, it really is nice to see that. And, you know, good old-fashioned patriotism is still very much alive and well in America. I don't care what anybody says. And it really is a true statement that you say that he really does suffer a lot for us. And a lot of people don't get that. This whole notion that he has given up, basically he's given up his ability to be wealthy for us. And because he does get it. He totally understands that what is going on here is a dire moment in history.
Have you ever seen an administration whose children were more maligned? Can you imagine the torture as a parent every day to see your beauty? I mean, these kids are exceptional. They're like the most amazing kids ever. And they are just maligned and viciously slandered. Can you imagine being a dad and watching that happen every day and trying to find the will to say, is this worth it? His love of country must be so immense, and his mission on this planet must be so precise and so powerful, because I don't think people would say, sure, I'll do it again. And he is. He's willing to do it again. And I just, you know, so that's what drives me. I'm like, how can we ever thank you?
Well, listen, I'm going to have to let you go now, but tell us again how we can get to the website and all that good stuff.
It's very simple. It's thankyoutrump.com. And if you want to track, you know, the listeners that come from your particular viewership, there was a special link that was created under thankyoutrump.com/red. So you're welcome to go that route too, so we can track exactly all of your amazing, amazing patriotic listeners who want to come in and have a voice in joining the light that's going to be surrounding and thanking and appreciating and praying for our beautiful president.
So this is, it would be /red at the end.
Yep. So thankyoutrump.com/red. And then they can see the featured messages under the featured messages page. And that /red will take it right to featured messages page, so they can see the flag video right off the bat, as well as, you know, just average pastors praying, average people, you know, sending their love. It's awesome. I love it.
Well, we want to definitely, you know, our goal on sending messages to the president is to ask for his support for statehood. So they'll come in a little bit differently, but they'll be thanking him and all over him, because we're handwriting letters, and it's really impressive. I know he really appreciates when he gets those letters. We have a special way to get them there. But we're now growing, and sending letters every few weeks is just so bulky, and that we're now, because we're growing rapidly, and there's about 20 million people, I think probably going to this
version
will probably be a little bit easier on everybody, and it wouldn't be such high postage to the White House. It gets expensive setting these things off, but
it does.
Yeah.
And bless you for everything you're out there saying and fighting for every day, and all of your listeners. And I just send everybody love and light and prayers. And if we link arms, we will prevail. We will.
Well, listen, Stephanie, thank you very much for being with us here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Awesome. Okay, that was Stephanie Durso, and she runs the Trump fundraising out of South Dakota. And thank you, Trump.com is the website if you want to write a letter to President Trump. And /red for everybody in New California. We'll be straightening that out with everybody, letting them know how to get a hold of how we can do this now a little bit more cleanly. Anyway, just amazing. Amazing. The flag. The flag is just enormous. So when you go to the website, that's the first thing that'll pop up at the top is this American flag that John and Dane Censor, two brothers who brought that flag to South Dakota. And boy, it's all happening in South Dakota. all happening in South Dakota. It's all happening in New California. That's a fact. It's all going to be happening in New California. And it still is. So we got a lot of, I'm telling you, we just have a lot of things going on in New California. And I'm really, really proud of all of us that are associated with New California and the things that are going on there. Geez, I'm looking down at all my list of things we got to cover here. Short period of time left, but we'll get through it. If you want to call in, it's 215-867-8255 is the call-in line, and we'll take your calls as soon as I get the switcheroonies going on here. We'll take your calls if you want to call in. And that telephone number is 215-867-8255 if you want to call in. I know it's going to be it's the end of the week. We're supposed to be all over the map when it comes to all the things we talk about on Agenda 21 Radio. If I could find out where all my stuff is, that's the other part of it. We don't know. It's deplane. I'm desperately trying to find out where all of our stuff is that's supposed to be up on the computer, and it's not here, so we're going to fix it right now. I think we are. Are we? Yes, we are. So 215-867-8255 is the call-in line. And it is open. So, absolutely. Pretty exciting stuff going on, though, in New California. We've got the convention coming up. That's going to be one of the first orders of business. And we also have, it's not just the convention going on. Man, we've got some training things going on. We're going to be in Marysville tomorrow doing training. Then on August 1st in Fresno, and then down in Orange County doing the Southern Tier. We were going to do five regions with all the different counties for training and stuff like that, but that's not going to work out. So we're going to be doing three because of timing. We're running out of time. Believe it or not, we're running out of time. Time's getting short for what we have to do, and looking at the calendars, looking at the sessions, looking at things like that, we have a perfect opportunity right now to do a whole bunch of things. And I'm really, really, I'm just freaking out here. Perfect opportunity to make this whole thing happen for New California in the next 4 or 5 months. Stand by. More to come.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. It's callers right now, and we're going to go to the phone lines. Line one, caller, your name and... does it supposed to do on? There you go. Caller line one. I have. Who is this? I don't have your name here. Caller line one.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me now?
Hi. Yeah, my name is Donna from the San Fernando Valley.
And what's up?
I like to for people to go to Walmart and big bunches of people without masks, and they can't stop you. Is that a good idea?
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea. That's a pretty good idea. I guess you'd say the unmasking taking place at Walmart is everybody flood in there without mask at one time. They can't stop you. Yeah, and they shouldn't stop you. By the way, it's against the law. If you have a medical condition, they deny you services. It's against California federal law, just to let you know.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, just all go in there saying that we have a medical condition, which I actually do have a medical condition. I am a mouth breather. I hyperventilate. And my friend Miriam, she has asthma.
Yeah. Well, listen, I think we're going to do that. Thank you very much for calling. I'm going to go to it. We got a lot of callers that are lining up here, so I really appreciate your comment.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. All right, thank you, Paul.
Okay, next line, line two. Is this Orlean?
Yes, it is.
How are you?
Just fine, thank you. I really enjoyed your last guest. That was wonderful. So exciting to know what great patriots are in South Dakota, and the fact that that state never had to close down because they had such a patriotic governor who believed in her people and let them make their own decisions. I thought that was wonderful.
Shocking.
Well, I also wanted to
shocking.
Yes, isn't it? I also wanted to talk about the masks. I heard a great medical doctor speaking about this. It was on the Dennis Prager show, and he was telling this person who was interviewing him, he was asked about the masks, and he said he's done studies, especially with elderly people, when they were wearing the masks, it caused their oxygen to be depleted. He actually tested this, and then he said it's not good for anyone to have to breathe carbon dioxide back into their bodies. And then he said it's especially really bad for children, and he thinks that all the children should be able to go to public schools, let the schools open up, that there's no reason why any child should have to wear a mask it's really dangerous if they're participating in sports. And I thought, wow, this is wonderful. If we can just get his message out to everyone. He's in Orange County. I'll try to find my notes and get his name and contact. I thought he would be a great guest on your program.
You know, it's I believe you're referring to Dr. Jeffrey or Jeff Barkey.
Yes, you're right. That's his name.
Shocking. Now, listen, and I know you didn't know this, but he's going to be a guest on our show next week.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Great minds running the same track.
Right. Actually, we've been trying to arrange various times for him to be on the show, and he's excited about being on the show, and so we're going to have him on. We just don't know what day it is yet. I think we're going to get the communications all worked out today, but we'll find out. Next week, and he can explain everything. He goes right, of course, hand in hand with Peggy Hall, who I think you probably heard her on the show yesterday, right?
Yes, I really like her. I've seen her videos. I think she's amazing. Well, the first time I saw this Jeffrey Barkey, he was speaking for a Republican Women's Federated Conference in Northern California, and he was speaking about Common Core and how terrible that was. And I thought, wow, what a brilliant medical doctor to have all this knowledge about all sorts of things. So I'll be looking forward to your having him on. That's wonderful.
Yeah. So it's in the air that people are, and you and I didn't talk about this. This you just happened to know
that. Yeah. And I couldn't even remember his name, so I'm so glad that you did.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you very much for being with us, Arlene.
You're welcome. Thank you, Paul.
Okay. Bye-bye. I got time for one more call. We had a couple people fall off here. 215-867-8255. And you can give us your information about what's going on. And anyway, people are calling me on the phone right now saying, my gosh, what's going on? I'm saying, I don't know. Anyway, we've got a ton of things happening here on Agenda 21 Radio. And I just want to thank everybody for all the great work that they've been doing and all the things that they have been contributing to Agenda 21 Radio, and also, of course, to NewCaliforniaState.com, NewCaliforniaState.com, and NCS 51. Those are two websites. I know we're doing two websites at one, and both are beneficial. They have great things going on, but we're getting the other one. It works really well and has a lot of capabilities that the other one doesn't. It's kind of that's what happens when you change platforms, right, in the website world. And you have a strong performer and you're not so strong. But the not so strong has all the data. And that becomes very, very problematic for what we're doing. So, but we're going to be straightening that out. And gosh, I really want to thank Stephanie D'Urso. D'Urso, it's actually, she's got the dash there. My relatives are D'Urso. So anyway, they're listening, by the way, to the radio show right now. And they're probably just laughing. They go to Italy all the time because their last name's D'Urso, of course. That's what you do when your last name's D'Urso. You go to Italy and spend time in Italy with all your relatives. Anyway, we're going to be coming up to a break. When we come back, more Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be back.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. Death. Defense Enabling Assisting Framework protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
One zero.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Gosh, my explosion emails and texts and everything. I only got one texting thing going on here, but you know, there's like 30 people trying to text me at one time. I've never seen my phone behave this way. And you know, the phones these days, they have the brains of their own, don't they? I mean, really, they do. It's just sometimes I'm so confused. I mean, are those phones designed to confuse you, control you? I think they're definitely designed to control us, aren't they? Anyway, I want to thank everybody for all the participation today. We had a lot of people, two or three callers. Actually, there were several more callers, but just falling off and that sort of thing. That's what happens. Anyway, but I want to thank the people who called in and all the support that we've had for Agenda 21 Radio and also for New California State. And I'll tell you, we just have so many things going on. We have a big thing going on this weekend and many more things that are happening as well. So we're just, you know, we're out here doing our own thing right now and as New California and Agenda 21 Radio. And we're making progress. That's the thing. We're winning. We are winning, and they are not. Remember that. And we are winning because we're exceptional Americans. All Americans are exceptional, no matter what their race, color, or creed. Americans are exceptional. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, NCS51, NewCaliforniaState.com. We'll help you get that information about New California And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.